Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, everybody. It's Ray Town, man. Welcome to a brand new show called Up and Down Magazine Radio. I'm your host, Darnell Ballard, and we got a great show coming up. This brand new show is going to have, we're going to be talking about important topics in our community that's going on from local to national news. I definitely got to say a big shout out to everybody out there that's tuning in to us on Blog Talk Radio. And I tell you what, man, if you want to call and talk to me, you know, call at 347-989-1725. 347-989-1725. And let us know what is going on with you tonight. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff we're going to be covering tonight for the next 2 hours. We're going to talk about some craziness that's going on. We got the Dallas elementary school teacher who got a $100,000 bond out on him. We're going to talk about that tonight. We're also going to talk about the investigation that NBC did. NBC is investigating a Dallas school bus that's been running the red light. So there's a lot of stuff we're going to cover tonight. And what are your thoughts on Mall of America? They're saying that, hey, we're not going to be open for Thanksgiving. We're going to give the family, everybody, a chance to be able to be with their family, which I think is a good thing. But then, what do you think about it? Would you go shopping on Thanksgiving night? It's up to you. Would you go shopping on Thanksgiving night? Give us a call at 347-989-1725. We're going to talk about that tonight. And also, the debate happened on last night, the vice president debate. Who do you think actually won the debate? Give me a call at 347-989-1725 and let us know what you think about the debate. Was the debate good? Was it a good debate? We'll cover that tonight. And also, Rapper 2 Chainz, we're going to talk in entertainment news, we're going to talk about Rapper 2 Chainz. Rapper 2 Chainz said that, Rapper 2 Chainz was spotted in an Atlanta airport with a purse. Is that what the young man say, G-style? Is that a G-style? Do you give him a pass for that? And MediaTakeOut.com is also reporting that Kanye West may have had a nervous breakdown. We're going to talk about that tonight. And he also got rid of 37 people. And then could it be that he had a nervous breakdown because of the situation that happened? These are some of the stories we're going to talk about tonight. And so you give us a call at 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. Talk to us and let us know what's on your mind. We're going to talk about that tonight. And also, we're going to be having guests calling in. We got Miss Oprah Lee people calling in tonight and doing a 9 o'clock hour to give us an update on how Miss Oprah Lee thing is going, how her walk is going. And, we also... There's so much stuff we can talk about in the news and stuff tonight that's really been going on that we can just talk about it all night. So again, I hope you guys call in and talk to us. 347-989-1725, 347-989-1725. There's a lot going on, and we can be here all day talking. But the most important thing is get your input on what's going on. And Facebook, is Facebook getting a new slip? And we got, that's a lot going on, y'all. So we can talk about this kind of stuff all night long and give an input on what's going on. And but we got to really realize that there's so much going on. We just got to continue to pray. And what is up with this clown? What do y'all think about the clown? Doing what the clown did. Clown going on here chasing people? What do y'all think about that? 347-989-1725. We're going to go ahead on and get with the first story of the night, because we got a lot to cover in the first hour. First of all, man, we definitely got to cover a lot of stuff going on. And, I got to tell a big shout out to everybody. I need you guys to call in because I want to get your input on a lot of stuff going on. First of all, man, yesterday was a big night. Last night was your main man, Chief Brown, Dallas Police Department. resigned as the chief of the Dallas Police Department. He is no longer the chief of the Dallas Police Department. What are your thoughts on that? And the question that I asked on my Facebook last night is, do you think that the reason that that happened was he was scared? Was he scared of something? Was he scared of something? Or was it just that he was just frustrated? And maybe he did want to spend time with his family. I don't know. I'm asking you guys that. What are your thoughts on that? Was it the fact that he did not want to do this? Was it a lot going on with him? That's something we can talk about, bring up, because, again, Chief Brown resigned as of yesterday, and no one really knows why he resigned. Only thing we know is that maybe he's been thinking about resigning. I'm just trying to come up with a few. Maybe he was thinking about resigning and just got to the point where, you know what, after the 5 shooting, this is it. I'm out. I'm gone. Could it be maybe he should have stayed? Some people seem to think that maybe he should have stayed until this problem is resolved. But, you know, he's been going through a lot, you know, seeing his kids, one of his sons who was also killed. Could that be the reason? We don't know. We don't know. We're going to take a quick song break, and we'll be right back with Mo right here on Blog Talk Radio. We'll be right back, y'all.
The life of a monster, no TV screens or prompters. Shout out my little son and shout out to my little daughter. She not really my daughter, but I've been more like a father. When you start handling business, everything fall in order. I started with a quarter, my vision clearer than water. Money stay up on my mind like I got a real order. I'm strapped like the border.